Hello, everyone, and welcome to Qualitative Conversations, a podcast series hosted by the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group of the American Educational Research Association. I'm Jessica Lester, the chair of the Qualitative Research Group, and I'm happy to be joined today by Kelly Guyett. Dr. Guyett will be speaking with me today about key considerations for those who are planning to submit a paper or panel submission to the Qualitative Research SIG for the upcoming 2019 AERA annual meeting, which will be held in Toronto, Canada, April 5th through 9th. Kelly Guyett is an assistant professor of qualitative research in the Department of Educational Studies and Psychology Research Methods and Counseling at the University of Alabama. Since 2015, she has also served as the co-coordinator of the Qualitative Research Certificate Program. Kelly is a graduate of the University of Georgia, where she completed her doctoral degree in May 2014 with a focus in art education, while also earning the Interdisciplinary Qualitative Research Certificate. Prior to this time, she worked in public schools in Georgia as a high school visual arts teacher. Her experiences in the arts have uniquely informed and inspired her research and teaching practices, drawing her toward topics such as STEAM education, artful pedagogies, and visual activism, as well as arts-based research. Her current work thinks with post-structural and post-human theories and explores questions related to methodology, equity, nomadic philosophy, visual activism, and always pedagogy. Currently, Kelly also serves as the assistant chair of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group's Mentoring Committee. In this role, she and the other members of the committee have worked over the last year to generate key tips for those who intend to develop and submit paper and panel proposals to the Qualitative Research SIG. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll jump right in. Kelly, for individuals who are preparing to submit a proposal to the QR SIG this year, what are some useful ways to begin conceptualizing their proposal?
All right, so that's a great question, because we know that getting started can also be very daunting. So I'm going to begin with some advice from a QR SIG member and reviewer, Kathy Ralston. Before writing, she recommends engaging in three steps. So first, she says that you should review the call for presentations to AERA, and then to also look at the division or SIG call. She then suggests that you review the submission requirements for proposals, and then finally to decide what kind of presentation you are writing an abstract for. So AERA, if you're submitting for the first time, offers three different options. There are paper sessions, poster sessions, and roundtable sessions. So if you haven't submitted before, you can find a description for all of these in the call for submissions. Proposals can be different for different types of sessions. So individual posters, individual papers will have different requirements than for a larger session or a symposium, for instance. So it's important to know, you know, what you're submitting to and what the requirements are for that submission. Kathy also points out that writing the proposal is different than writing a full paper. Mm-hmm. So while the proposal is often a springboard to the full paper, some people work the other way around, starting with a full paper and then trying to cut it down into a proposal. She says that when you're cutting down from a full paper or dissertation, it often requires a bit of rewriting and not just cutting. So in particular, the first paragraph, she says, needs to be extremely clear with a very strong purpose statement.
Those are really helpful tips, Kelly. What are some of the key tips shared by mentors and others for successfully crafting a QR SIG proposal?
So we reached out to a lot of the mentors in the QR SIG, and I have a lot of advice that have been shared. But I want to start with something that seems very basic, but it's a really important tip that was shared and reiterated by both Candace Cubey and Jennifer Walgamuth, who are the SIG program co-chairs. So they suggest to read the SIG's call for proposals in order to understand the focus of the SIG. So they make the critical point that the QR SIG proposals should be about qualitative methods and or methodologies, and should focus on issues, possibilities, questions, innovations, etc., related to methodological and or theoretical discussions. So the SIG does not typically accept proposals that just use qualitative methods to answer a research question. So if the proposal reads as a paper that just shares the findings of a study, reviewers won't see it as a fit for the SIG. Candace recommends having a friend or colleague read over a draft of your proposal, as well as the QR SIG proposal, so they can keep in mind the SIG's focus as they offer feedback. Jenny mentioned that you can always reach out to them, the SIG program co-chairs, if you have questions about the fit of your proposal. In addition, Mirka Koro-Lundberg and Lisa Matze offered some great advice when they were the SIG co-chairs. They explained that the SIG proposal should do three things. So they said that it should generate a clear methodological argument, that they should maintain methodological emphases in the writing, and they should use data or other evidence to support their methodological frames. So along these lines, Kathy Ralston points out that you should situate your work in existing literature, both methodological and theoretical, but be clear about what distinguishes your work from what's already been done. So as far as the nitty-gritty of writing the proposal, Kathy Ralston also recommends using the headings suggested by AERA. So you can find those on page 4 of the 2019 call for submissions. So there's a list of headings, and it's really important that you include those headings as well as kind of a description or content under each of the headings, because when reviewers consider your proposal, they consider it based on these elements. It's imperative that your proposal speaks to all of these elements in order for it to really fully be considered by the SIG. And we realize that depending on the theories that you're using to think with, trying to organize your work into these headings can feel impossible and really undesirable for a lot of people. So if you find yourself in that situation, Sarah Bridges Rhodes has found it helpful to just begin writing. As you write, you can think, reread, and encourage yourself to move sentences, paragraphs, and even images from one heading to another. And that way you can anticipate how a reviewer might understand them in relation to a certain heading. So this involves working to understand what kinds of information reviewers will expect to see under each heading by reading the proposal guidelines really carefully. And then also reaching out to other people who have had successful submissions accepted into the SIG and who work with similar theories. So being able to read those successful proposals can really help you to kind of make sure that your proposal is well suited and also a strong as possible for the particular SIG. So Sarah suggests that asking others to kind of help you and give you feedback can be very, very helpful. So both Sarah and I also recommend a little thing, but makes a really big difference, attending to the details. Mm-hmm. Make sure that the proposal is blinded, that it falls within the required word counts, that you include relevant references, and that any terms that you use are defined for your reviewers. They can understand the proposal through your lens. And it's a silly thing, and I hate to even bring it up, but just make sure that you know the date and the time, including the time zone, that submissions are due. Mm-hmm. Having now reviewed for the QR SIG, there are always a lot of really strong proposals that are considered, and the attention to details like these can really go a long way. And so I'll just end with my final recommendation, which is to become a reviewer for the SIG. So I know when I first started out as a graduate student, I kind of went into submitting proposals kind of blindly. I was just putting them out there. And now after year after year, seeing these proposals come in and getting to see the types of work people are doing, I have such a stronger idea of what a good proposal looks like. And it's really helped me strengthen the quality of my submissions.
That's a really great suggestion, Kelly. So what are some of the key considerations for developing a symposium versus a paper proposal?
It's a great question because they are very different. So Jennifer Walgemuth points out that the word limit for paper proposals is 2,000 words, while there are different requirements for a symposium or session submission. So symposia require a 500-word introduction and then 500 words per paper that are going to be in that session. Jenny says that submissions that are under this limit may not give reviewers a rich or complete sense of your paper or your panel, and that submissions that are over this limit can really fatigue reviewers, keeping in mind that reviewers can sometimes be looking at 10 different proposals. So it's important to keep your work within the required length requirements. And overall, Jenny explains that proposals substantially over or under the word limits are really less likely to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And I'd also add that it's it's important that session submissions are really thoughtfully conceptualized as a whole. So it's important that each paper is strong on its own accord, that it can stand up on its own, but it's also important to think about how papers speak to each other in interesting ways, that they offer interesting perspectives and experiences. So with that in mind, it's important to attend to the quality of the individual papers, as well as the strength of the session as a whole.
The Qualitative Research Special Interest Group was established in 1987 to provide a space within the American Educational Research Association for the discussion of philosophical, ethical, and methodological issues in qualitative research. We invite you to consider joining the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group today. For members of the American Educational Research Association, the annual fee for joining the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group for regular, non-graduate student members is $10. And the annual fee for graduate students is $5. As members of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group, you will gain access to a network of fellow qualitative scholars, as well as our many activities, ranging from mentoring opportunities to our exciting new podcast series, to updates and news related to recent qualitative publications and jobs. Please visit the American Educational Research Association's website at www.aera.net to join the Qualitative Research SIG today. So the mentoring committee is one of our more active committees within the QR-SIG, and I know that you all continually develop new initiatives. What are some opportunities that the mentoring committee is currently offering to support people as they begin developing their proposals for the upcoming annual meeting?
That's a great question. I think a lot of people don't realize how active we are throughout the entire year. So a lot of times, right after AERA wraps up in April, we actually get to work pretty quickly thinking about what the next year will entail as far as the mentoring committee's work. So for the past several years, we have organized what we call a proposal forum. So members of the QR-SIG probably already received an email, probably from you in early June, seeking both mentors and participants. Mm-hmm. The proposal forum matches early career faculty and graduate students with individuals who have experience both reviewing and mentoring with the SIG. So after signing up, the mentees will be matched with a mentor and they send their proposal drafts to the mentor in early July. And then the mentor will provide feedback on that AERA proposal draft. So they do that in enough time so that the mentee can make edits and revisions and submit it by the AERA submission deadline. And so the goal of this initiative is to really help these kind of early career faculty and graduate students get some really thoughtful feedback that help them create more higher quality and competitive submissions for the QR-SIG. So these students, the people that have participated, early career faculty and graduate students, have often commented how helpful this has been. And I was actually having a conversation with a student yesterday who said that she thinks it's because of her involvement in the proposal forum that she was able to get her proposal accepted last year. She just got such wonderful feedback from her mentor. And so we are so grateful to have a really dedicated group of mentors that really want to see you be successful. And so we think that this is a wonderful program. We're happy to offer it again this year. And for people who are interested in being part of it, either as a mentor or as a participant, our deadline is June 15th to go in and sign up. And we also do two other things, the mentoring committee. We have two other big initiatives that you can be on the lookout for. One is our office hours, which pairs early career faculty and graduate students with mentors. And that usually happens at the annual meeting. And so they get an opportunity to kind of have some one-on-one face-to-face contact. And then we have this wonderful mentoring session that our SIG co-chairs have been kind enough to grant us the past couple years. We were able to bring together a group of graduate students and faculty mentors and really get some wonderful wonderful conversations going, and the students get such wonderful feedback and thoughtful feedback from our mentors. So we'll send more information about these in the fall, but the big one right now that we have going on is the proposal forum.
These are all such great opportunities, and I know they're also very popular amongst mentors and mentees. So just as a reminder to our listeners, proposals are due on July 23rd and can be submitted at the AERA website, which is www.aera.net. So thank you so much, Kelly, for joining me today. Your suggestions and insights were so valuable, and I'm certainly sure that this will inform our listeners as they begin developing their submissions.
Thank you. I just wish everybody good luck on their submission proposals.
Thanks so much, Kelly.